you know that chronologically that Thessalonians was the first letter written to the church?
That's right.
The oldest epistle? And did you know that this epistle that God used Paul to write here, Paul was only there about a month or so, a little over a month. Can you imagine 4 weeks of that? I can, Brother Kenneth, because I can read exactly what went on. Boy, that Thessalonian church, boy, Paul loved them. They were a good church, model church, a lot of people say. But have you found Isaiah 45?
Amen.
1 Thessalonians 2:4 said, "But as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak." Now, when those people got elected to the office, wherever it is, they're speaking for us, the people, supposedly. When it comes to the things of God, God saved you, put His Spirit in you. I'm telling you, we have no excuse for loving Him and serving Him. But when He done that, He put you in the church when He saved you, in the body of Christ. You're a special group of people called the church. And you're going to be the bride of Christ in the ages to come. You're not going to lose that position.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. I'm going to run on that. Despite whatever is coming, I'll always have that position. The angels may vanish away, but we'll always be there. Whoa, Lord have mercy. Jesus said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away." Yeah, hallelujah. But anyway, He said about the election, we looked at knowing. 2 Peter, He said, "Brethren, make sure," He said, "give diligence to make your calling and your election sure." Your calling regarding salvation, God did all of that. And if you responded, then you were saved. And when you were saved, God done something with you that you don't even know about. When you were saved, He pulled you out from a crowd, put you in a special place, the body of Christ, the bride of Christ. Now, just like He did with Israel, He's using the church, using believers to get that message out to the rest of the world. And that's what we're here for, is to get His message out, not ours. Because His message is the power of God unto salvation. But how? Now, we've said a lot about it, but in Isaiah 45, starts out talking about Cyrus, a Gentile king that hadn't even been born yet. And God named him. And nobody has a problem with Israel. Calling about the elect of God, the chosen, those people that God is using to get the message out. Wasn't that what He told Israel He's going to do with them? He's doing the same thing with you and me tonight as the church for over 2,000 years now. But there He is. There's a lot that you can say. I've narrowed it down, what a blessing, to 3 little points. But golly, it's so much in it. You may not be able to explain what the election is in the Bible, but if you're saved, the Bible says you are one of the elect. You can argue with it all you want, but I'll just trust God's word on it. The Bible also goes on to say that if you are Christ, you're in the body of Christ, then you've got a function in that body. Amen. All of us do. A function. We was talking, come down the road about the army and just how much I've never been in the military service, so to speak, but it, all of the support that it takes to keep them troops going and everything going. I mean, all of the people in the background there, you'll never read about or find out about. Those that's preparing meals, those that's getting diesel, those that's fixing things, those that, I mean, people in the background, the only ones that gets the glory, you know what I'm talking about, are those up front. But one day's coming. It's the same way in the church. Paul said when one member is suffering, the whole body is suffering from it. What are you saying, preacher? God has elected us to get the message out. He could have used angels, and he talks about it, but he chose you and me. Hey, you're not a nobody. You're one of God's children. Three ways of knowing your election. Here in Isaiah 45, talked about Cyrus. Then it comes down here in verse 4. Look at verse 3 again there in Isaiah 45. He said, I'll give thee the treasures of darkness. Talking about Cyrus now. You know God used Cyrus to get him out of Babylon. And hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. God can call whoever he wants to call for his service. He called Nebuchadnezzar my servant. He's calling Cyrus here by his name before he was even born. Didn't John chapter 10 say something about calling his sheep by name? I've never heard him say Robert, but I know when he's drawing me.
Amen.
Look what he said. Verse 4. For Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel mine elect. Now everybody knows the story about Jacob and Israel by now. Jacob was his original name. He was a trickster. You got to watch him, Isaiah. He's all the time causing trouble, trying to do things his own way. Wouldn't listen to nobody, Daddy. Until God got a hold of him. And the Lord got a hold of him. Matter of fact, he got a hold of him so much that it affected his walk the rest of his life. That's what happens when you get saved. It affects your walk the rest of your life. He said, Jacob and Israel, mine elect. Israel is what God changed his name to. Read out of the book of 1 Peter this morning, chapter 5. Read out 1 Peter chapter number 5. You start reading that chapter number 1, that epistle, it'll say, Simon Peter, a servant of God, the Lord, an apostle of Jesus Christ. It says, Simon Peter. Simon's what he was until he met the Lord. And when he met the Lord changed his name. Right? The Lord changes you.
Amen.
You may not look like you're changed. You may not act like you're changed all the time. But if he's in there, he's changing you. He's changing you a little bit along. Isaiah 45, he said, my Israel, he said, I've called you by name. I've surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. What about that? Don't that sound like, let me turn on over. Chapter 65 of Isaiah. Yeah, there it is. Chapter 65, Paul quotes this in the book of Romans. Paul said, he said in Isaiah 65 verse 1, I'm talking about your election, your calling. You call to get saved. God calls you into serving him. And buddy, if you know God's called you to serve him, you're one of the elect tonight. You cannot walk away from the responsibility God has put in you.
That's right.
Think about that for a minute now.
Amen.
Somebody said the prodigal son. Somebody said mention about the prodigal son this morning. Even in the hog pen, he knew he's a son. Even in the hog pen, he knew who father was.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
He knew where home was.
That's right.
He knew if he'd just go back home, everything would be a whole lot better.
That's right.
Thank God he made it back. But in Isaiah 65 verse 1, I am sought of them that ask not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. Right there's Robert laments. Because back in Isaiah chapter 42, Lord said, talking about the Lord Jesus, he said, behold mine elect, talking about the Lord Jesus, in whom my soul delight. He's going to be a light to the Gentiles. That's me. He said, I was found of them that sought not. I said, behold me unto a nation that was not called by my name. I spread out my hands all day into a rebellious people and walked them away and keep going. Then I run into them people in verse number 5. They'll say, you get over there, stand not, I'm holier than thou art. Stand not near to me, I'm holier than you are. Three things. Take this home with you. Write it down. You won't study it anymore, it's a blessing. See that bottle of water? Because let's call that bottle election of God. Election is always of God. First Peter said, we are elect according to the foreknowledge of God. I just want to believe the Lord, don't you? I mean, He'll bless you if you just believe Him. You can't explain everything. I can't either, and He's trying to. But He said, we're elect according to the foreknowledge of God. Right there is election. Now, that bottle of water will satisfy your thirst, will it not?
That's right.
But it's got to be filled up again, don't it?
Yes.
Also, this bottle of water, who's going to fill it up anyway? There's only one place to get it filled up. There is a fountain filled. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, He said, I'm the water of life. You'll drink of this water. Yeah. Yeah. I'm the whale. Well, you ain't got nothing to draw with, and it's deep, and our fathers drank out of that well. He said, if you'll drink a drink of this water, John chapter 4 there. But it's also like the ocean. Through the Scriptures, I understand that bottle size of water, that somehow, by the Scriptures and by faith in the Word of God, God made a way for me to get saved before the world began.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
I'm talking about the size of that bottle of water in my understanding. I know it's good. I know there's nothing on the planet like it, water, what He gives. Because I know that He made a way for me. I look back there in my Bible in Isaiah 65. And I found out one day He got calling me to be saved. I wasn't looking for the Lord.
That's right.
I didn't go to every church around the county and asking people to pray for me that I'd get saved. No. But one day I began seeking the Lord. Why? Somebody testified to me. And I don't understand it all, but I got saved and I got in my Bible and found out that's just how God operates. God will send somebody or something your way. And then I got to look into that, and because He's chosen me and He's put me in the body of Christ, golly, I got a big responsibility. You know, in an international disaster, right there's one of the main objects they want, is it not? That's life right there. I can't understand it all, Isaiah, but God has chosen me. God has called me. God's put me in His service. I know some of the responsibility He's placed in my life because of His calling. And I tell you what, it sure is good. But then it's like the ocean too. Well, what about, oh Lord, I hear this all the time. What about Hitler? Well, what about him? Oh, what about Stalin? What about Saddam Hussein? What about, I don't know about all them people. All I know is, God made a way for people to get saved. God still saves old sinners. And He's never changed. It's always been by the grace of God and faith in the Word of God. And thank God the Word of Christ, the Word was made flesh one day and dwelled among us. Oh, hallelujah, paid for the sin of the whole world, resurrected the third day, and said, because you're mine, I'm coming back for you.
Amen.
We're engaged to be married. I honestly believe this, but Ms. Mark, I believe He's wanting to be with us. But it's like Peter said, going back to Peter again, it's like Peter said, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come. Amen. That all is coming to repentance. Said in the days of Noah, for this they willingly were ignorant of the Word of God, and by the Word of God, they believed it. They didn't have a copy. They believed it, but they didn't believe it that much. They all left behind, wasn't it? Devil quoted the Word of God on the Lord Jesus. Demons know some of the Word of God.
That's right.
But you need to know where you stand when you go out outside these four walls.
Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name,